What's up, Potterheads? So today I'm going to be doing Dumbledore's life story, kind of background, pretty much. So Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore was born in 1881 to Percival and Kendra Dumbledore, residing, I don't know, in Godric's Hollow, the ancestral home of Godric Gryffindor, where the Potter family would later live and die as well. Considered to be one of the greatest and most powerful wizards in history, Dumbledore was known for his distinctive long white beard, half-moon glasses, and whimsical attitude. Let me get some water real quick. Okay. When fans first meet him, he's cracking jokes about auspicious scars and offering up lemon drop candies like a kindly grandfather. I think I can agree with that. He's really super nice. And throughout Harry's relationship with Professor and mentor Dumbledore can often be instructable, funny, and intentionally vague. However, at the end of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Harry's relationship with Dumbledore is cut unexpectedly short while he is killed at the hands of Severus Snape. Well, Harry watches helpless. Though there's more at play than he realizes in the moment, Harry's horrified as he watches one of his only parental figures fall to his death in June 1997, which makes Dumbledore a whopping 116 years old when he died. That's so old. I don't know why Harry gets so upset. I mean, I would be upset, but he's super old. Aside from a terminal illness caused by a cursed ring, so he was gonna die anyway. Dumbledore seemed in a great health during the rest of the series. So even at an advanced age, it's easy to surmise that he could have lived even longer otherwise. Okay, so this is going to be Dumbledore's younger years, which will probably be interesting because I don't actually know that much about his younger years. So let's see. Okay. During his time at Hogwarts, student before he ascended to his future glory, Dumbledore was in Gryffindor House, like Harry, one of the four houses into which students are sorted upon their arrival at school. When they're just 11 years old, Gryffindor, alongside Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff, represent four different factions of the school. Typically brave students are placed in Gryffindor. Cunning kids end up in Slytherin. Hard workers head to Hufflepuff, and the smartest find their home in Ravenclaw. So Gryffindors are smart, Slytherins are cunning, Gryffindors are brave, Slytherins are cunning, Ravenclaw are smart, and Hufflepuff are hardworking. Though Dumbledore certainly contains multitudes, it's no surprise that he ends up in Gryffindor, even though it's possible he was a serious Ravenclaw contender. I could see that because he's so smart. However, the most controversial element of Dumbledore's youth is undoubtedly his close personal friendship with Gellert Grindelwald. Well, it didn't last that long. A story that Harry and the audience only discover during the Deathly Hallows. After Dumbledore's death, a tell-all book about his life published by the toxic reporter Rita Skeeter. Oh, she's so toxic. Oh, it's like you're like a super toxic. Oh, she's just so toxic. And though she takes some liberties when it comes to Dumbledore, he was really friends with Grindelwald, a fact many didn't know that cast a rare negative light on Dumbledore's life and legacy. I think everybody makes mistakes, and he was young, so that's not his fault. I mean, it's his fault, but he was young and he didn't really have it, you know? Okay. In the wake of Dumbledore's passing, much is written about the vented wizard, including a touching personal obituary penned by his Hogwarts classmate, a longtime friend of Phileas Dodge, for the wizarding newspaper, The Daily Prophet. In it, he notes that Dumbledore planned to travel the world alongside Phileas after their graduation, but the death of Dumbledore's mother, Kendra, halted those plans. Okay, so Kendra dies. Alongside with his brother, Aberforth. I keep remembering it. I kept forgetting it, but Dumbledore was left to care for their younger sister, Irina, who suffered from childhood abuse at the hands of young boys who lived near Godric's Hall that caused magic to randomly burst out of her uncontrolled. Unfortunately, these outbursts could be dangerous, and when Kendra was left to manage her daughter alone after her husband Percival went to prison for attacking Irina's abusers, she was a victim of Irina's misplaced magic. She was accidentally killed by her own child, leaving her two older sons in charge of sweet yet inadvertently dangerous girl, unaware of her own power. However, Irina kept hidden, led to nasty rumors that the Dumbledore family led to nasty rumors about the Dumbledore family, with many believing that Irina was a squib, a child with no magical abilities, born of wizards. So the opposite of a mudblood. And that proud family was too ashamed to allow her in public. Okay, so this is Dumbledore's traffic flight. The less famous Dumbledore brother, Aberforth, would rather later go to face prosecution over practicing inappropriate charms on a goat. Resented his brother, and as he tells Harry in the Deathly Hallows, he always considered Albus to be high and mighty about his considerable intellect and talent. As Arena's main caretaker, Aberforth watches his brother make extravagant plans that had nothing to do with his family. But it was Albus' friendship with Grindelwald that created the biggest rift between the siblings. When Grindelwald moved to Godric's Hollow as a teenager to live with his aunt Bathilda Bagshot, he and Dumbledore struck up a fast friendship, plotting ways to the wizarding world better. However, when Aberforth butted heads with Grindelwald, the later cast of the Cruciatus Curse on the former unforgivable course that causes unbelievable pain, as they dueled Irina, got in the middle of the fight, only to be killed by a stray spell. Sorry, I need water. Okay. Dumbledore's modest career path. Okay, so Dumbledore's sister dies by a stray spell. In the aftermath of Irina's tragic death, Dumbledore needs for power wholly abated, as he later told Harry. He didn't think he could be trusted with his power after his friendship with Grindelwald ruined his family. Turning down repeated offers to take ultimate seat of power and become Minister of Magic, Dumbledore turned instead to his true love, teaching. That's how he becomes teacher at Hogwarts. As one of the most intelligent and learned wizards in the history, it makes sense that Dumbledore would want to share his wisdom with young witches and wizards. And he returned to teach both Defense Against the Dark Arts, Transfiguration, through his early tenure at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. As the Transfiguration teacher, Dumbledore encountered a curious young student named Tom Riddle, who immediately recognized a talent for boding presence. Of course, that student would grow up to become Lord Voldemort, Dumbledore's biggest adversity besides Grindelwald. Okay, so that's, I think, there's going to be something. One second. I need to look about how much longer I need to read, because there's so much. So, since this thing that I'm reading right now is super long, I think that, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to finish reading it. So, okay, and I'm back from my break. Finally, my throat's not sounding like this. Okay, so I'm just going to continue reading Dumbledore's life story. Let me find where we are. Okay, so how Dumbledore saw through Tom Riddle's facade. I don't know. Before he fully became Voldemort, many who knew Tom Riddle saw him as a bright, kind, and thoughtful student who was simply desperate to prove himself. Dumbledore, who knew Riddle was capable of great cruelty and vindictiveness from an early age, he was also wary of the young wizard. Immediately after Riddle graduated, he applied for an early post as Defense Against the Dark Arts professor, and he was turned down. When he tried a second time, Dumbledore rebuffed him again. Already on his way to becoming Lord Voldemort, by the time he asked Dumbledore for a job, he'd already created at least one of his soul-carrying Horcruxes, if not more, which can only be crafted by committing murder. Tom told Dumbledore that he wanted to pass his story's knowledge on to Hogwarts students, but it was obvious that Dumbledore had some kind of idea of the magic that future Voldemort would end up teaching, and he refused. In that moment, Dumbledore sealed the fate of an entire position. As he later pointed out to Harry, Voldemort jinxed the post, as no Defense Against the Dark Arts professor ever stayed for more than 1 year after that fateful meeting. Okay. Dumbledore's great lost love. Okay. Dumbledore's teenage friendship with Grindelwald was actually a little more than a bargain for initially. The two were secretly in a relationship. Though J.K. Rowling has explained that Dumbledore's strong feelings may not have been fully replicated when she announced after the books ended that Dumbledore was actually gay. Oh, well, I didn't know that. This great tragedy of Dumbledore's sexuality is that he seemingly never got the chance to live his truth and express himself in a healthy relationship. Though the two carried on Dumbledore had to come face to face with the man he loved and overcome him once and for all. In the 1940s, Dumbledore dueled Grindelwald, ending a wizarding war and taking down a wizard who turned out to be the face of ultimate evil, until Voldemort, that is. Oh my god, what was that? Okay. In the wake of Grindelwald's defeat, Dumbledore ascended to the position of headmaster at Hogwarts, Rowling later said. He lost his moral compass completely when he fell in love, and I think subsequently became very mistrustful of his own judgment. In those matters, he became quite, very, like, doesn't want to have a relationship. He led a celibate and bookish life. Okay, so we have, oh, this is so long. My voice is getting all cracky. Okay. Oh, we're almost done. Okay. Where is it? Dumbledore's life regrets. Aberforth may have been angry at his brother, believing that he never truly cared about what happened to his mother and sister or about the rift between the two siblings. But that couldn't have been further from the truth. Beyond eschewing an important Ministry of Magic job and flying relatively under the radar, Dumbledore lived with Montanus regrets about his loved ones. During the Sorcerer's Stone, when Harry discovers the Mirror of Arise, a mirror that shows your deepest desire, he asks Dumbledore what the Elder Wizard sees in the mirror, and Dumbledore responds that he sees socks. A gift that he always wants for Christmas, but Harry gets the feeling that Dumbledore may not be telling the truth. Later, when the two are pretty sure one of Voldemort's Horcruxes from a secret cave, Dumbledore drinks a potion to unearth the horrible magic item, screaming to Harry to hurt him rather than them. As Harry later tells Aberforth, it was clear Dumbledore was a haunted man and then was crying out for his lost family. Well, that's so sad. He lost, like, everyone. Dumbledore and the Elder Wand. Despite the fact that he pathologically avoided gaining too much power, Dumbledore did allow himself to buy in one myth and take control of the most magically powerful artifacts of all time. In the final installment of the series, Harry, Ron, and Hermione learn about the eponymous Deathly Hallows, a legendary trio of Intemps made up of the Invisibility Cloak, the Reconstruction Stone, and the Elder Wand. Harry has owned the Invisibility Cloak all along, but the Reconstruction Stone and the Elder Wand has belonged to another, specifically Dumbledore. I need more water. So much reading out loud. Okay. In order to try and bring his family back, Dumbledore tried to break into a cursed ring of Voldemort's to retrieve the stone and ended up inflicted with a fatal curse. But he maintained possession of the Elder Wand after his duel with Grindelwald. Since he knew that Voldemort would stop at nothing to get the world's most powerful wand, he arranged his own death at Snape's hands, the ownership of the wand until it would fall to Draco Malfoy, a young boy tasked to murder Dumbledore by Voldemort himself. In the end, Harry ends up the master of the wand, but it's pretty incredible feat on Dumbledore's part, not only to hide the wand from evil for so long, but even to make sure that it would never truly work for Voldemort's purposes. Dumbledore's greatest powers. Throughout the series, Dumbledore is the wisest and character of all, advising everybody on everything from deep and powerful magic to matters of the heart. Beyond this kindness and generosity, Dumbledore was also with particular magical skill, and his list of accomplishments and talents never seemed ending. A skill of oculumens, which means he could see into other minds, and legilimens, which means to be able to block others from seeing into his mind. Dumbledore could conjure an everlasting Guthrianian fire and make himself invisible without a magical cloak, and he was master of all magical duels, fighting everyone from Grindelwald to Voldemort. He was also an accomplished alchemist who helped recreate the Sorcerer's Stone with Nicholas Flamel, which can turn any item to gold and promise eternal life. As well as discovering all 12 uses for dragon's blood. On top of that, he spoke multiple languages, including Mirmish, though it's never known how or why he learned it. And finally, most importantly of all, his knowledge and belief in the power of love, as it pertains to magical protection, was unparalleled. In fact, it was just the knowledge and belief that eventually helped Harry topple Voldemort. Okay. So, that's it on Dumbledore's life story. Thanks for listening. And, yeah. Have a great day. Bye, Potterhead.